From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
Call me a cranky voter, but the most recent experience did not fill me with a zeal for democracy. It actually ticked me off. Let's just say it's too often, too much, too deceptive. We had to wade through all the misleading political ads and campaign mailers about the various ballot measures. Then we had to sort through the convoluted language and reasoning associated with the measures themselves. More than once, as I trudged through the voters' encyclopedia, I asked myself, why are we being asked to make these decisions? Shouldn't lawmakers establish energy policy or enact campaign reform? And in Alameda County, we had to deal with a new graphic on the ballot, shaped like an arrow. You have to fill in the two parts of the arrow, but the space is too long, almost inviting mistakes. Anyone with poor eyesight or a shaky hand could easily make a confusing mark. County registrar officials admitted they were worried about the new graphic, but the early absentee ballots assured them voters were getting it. What's wrong with a bubble, anyway? After all of that, when it was time to mail the ballot, it was so long it needed more than one stamp. It cost 63 cents to mail. That made me start thinking. Actually, the postal worker who put the extra postage on my ballot made me start thinking. She said she didn't believe we should have to pay postage for our absentee ballots. Counties are encouraging people to become permanent absentee voters to save money on polling places. About half of California voters cast absentee ballots. So why should we have to pay to vote? You don't have to pay if you go to the polls. The Secretary of State's office advised that state law provides for prepaid voter registration cards, but doesn't cover absentee ballots. A spokesperson said voters can always drop the ballots off free of charge. True, but the convenience of putting the ballot in the mail is one of the main attractions. Counties should pay for prepaid postage on absentee ballots. It shouldn't cost a cent to cast your vote, let alone 63 cents. Let's start a campaign. Maybe we can get it on the next ballot. With a perspective, this is Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.